And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 19th of August, 2017. It was on this date, 1829, the French painter and physicist Louis Daguerre presented his photographic process to the French Academy of Sciences. The first actual photograph had been made a couple of years earlier by Joseph Nicéphore Niépce, but the quality wasn't very good. The plate had to be exposed for 8 hours to capture an image. And Daguerre found a better way. He found that if he coated a copper plate with silver iodide, exposed it to light for 20 to 30 minutes, fumed it with mercury vapor, fixed it with a salt solution, he could get a permanent image. He called it a daguerreotype, of course, after himself. Many early photographers died from mercury poisoning using this method, but it was the method that was used. People lined up to have their portraits taken, though they knew you had to sit in blazing sunlight for up to half an hour, trying not to blink, your head clamped in place to keep it still, which is why they had such grim facial expressions. But it was a marvelous, mystifying, even scarifying thing at the time to look at an image of your actual self. It's the birthday of Ogden Nash, born Rye, New York, 1902, wrote 20 volumes of humorous verse and two musicals, One Touch of Venus and Two's Company. Ogden Nash, who said, "Middle age is when you're sitting at home on a Saturday night and the telephone rings and you hope it isn't for you." It's the birthday of Frank McCourt, born Brooklyn, 1930, oldest of seven children, Irish immigrant couple, who moved back to Ireland, to Limerick, when McCourt was 4 years old. His childhood marked by poverty and the deaths of half of his siblings and his father's alcoholism. Came back to America when he was 19, became a high school English teacher in New York City. Wanted to write a memoir for years, but he was too angry and bitter about it. And finally, listening to his young granddaughter playing, he realized he had to write it from the viewpoint of his child self, and that became his book, Angela's Ashes. Here's a poem for today by Wesley McNair, entitled This Poem. Before the age of doing and photographing and filming and texting what you did, back when people simply did, a girl got married at 17, recalled tonight under lamplight in an Ozark farmhouse by my old widowed Aunt Dot, the woman who once was her. There were no photos of the girl as she waited in the truck with her first two babies for her husband to come out of the bar until it was dark and then in the dark. Nobody filmed him at the screen door of the kitchen, waking from the spell of his anger with a lead pipe in his hand, saying, "I believe I killed that cow," or filmed her stepping between his fists and her son on the night he broke her nose. Literal, plain-spoken, and sorrowful, Dot seems to find her, the poor young girl, married for life, and him, my uncle, the good old boy everyone loved, including me, in the shadows cast by her lamp and chair, just the three of them there, and me and the small handheld device of this poem. A poem entitled This Poem by Wesley McNair from The Unfastening, published by David R. Godin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.